I'm Jennifer DeShields, WRPR News. The month of March can mean several things for people. For some, it means celebrating St. Patrick's Day. For others, it's the month that ushers in springtime. March is important. It's a month that celebrates the rich history of half of the world's population. March is Women's History Month, more commonly known as Herstory Month. Kat McGee, Assistant Director of Student Development and Coordinator of the Women's Center, looks forward to the month.
I look at History Month, not just Women's History Month, but all of the different ones. There's African Ancestry, there's Asian Pacific Islander. I look at all of them the same way I look at birthdays, as a celebration of whatever that focus of that particular month is.
Some RAMPO students view the month as a way to examine important issues. David, a junior on campus, views all History Month as a time to learn.
I think it's actually a good thing to recognize the variety of social, issues that we have, whether it be gender-based, culture-based.
Other students don't have much interest in the month. Matt, a senior, doesn't see the point to History Month.
Another month named for another special interest group for the sake of political expediency.
Do you feel like we need months dedicated to certain minorities or ethnic groups in 2009?
No. If we do, there's a problem.
McGee still sees the need for education on minority issues and argues that institutionalized equality does not mean there is social equity.
I think that there's a difference between having legal equity and having actual social equity. Most of the laws are in a much better place than they were, say, 50 years ago. But just because legally you're entitled to the same paycheck as a man doesn't mean that in practice that's actually what's happening. The fact that that still remains, that kind of hegemonic structure, shows that, we're not where we think we are.
McGee hopes that RAMPO students not only gain knowledge about women's history during March, but also hopes that it will inspire students to turn to activism.
The theme of this History Month is well-behaved women rarely make history. And I think the essence of, that saying is what I want people to get out of the month. I think we need more activists. And not just for, women and gender stuff that I do, activists in whatever it is that inspires you.
Stop by the Women's Center located in C220 for more information on women's history or information on upcoming events. For WRPR, I'm Jennifer DeShields saying, well-behaved women rarely make history.